Hi, my name is Robin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from emotional neglect and abuse, self-protection, and seeking the world for comfort. Hi. From a young age, I've had a relationship with the Lord. I was in church every Sunday and Wednesday. Being and growing up a dancer, I was always in audition settings, and my mom used this as a way to show me how I can rely on the Lord in the midst of uncertainty. She always pointed me to Christ, and I quickly developed my own relationship with the Lord. My parents' faith was really modeled to me when I told them my first boyfriend cheated on me. Devastated, I ran to my dad bawling, and I expected him to be just as upset as I was. Instead, he looked at me and said, "Robin, if this person did this to you, it means they're really hurting, and they really need prayer." He took me by the hands, and we prayed for the person that caused me harm. This was the Lord's mercy made apparent to me, and it's when I knew Christianity was different. Despite my parents being believers, they struggled to offer the emotional support I needed to feel seen and heard. Due to their own childhood neglect, they struggled to meet my emotional needs, and I was often on the receiving end of surface-level transactional relationships and anger when I didn't behave the way they wanted. Growing up in this way led me to believe I wasn't worthy of unconditional love and that others' feelings mattered more than my own. Emotional neglect left me feeling unseen, lonely, and like my feelings weren't as important as anyone else's. It led me to believe that I was only valued for what I did and achieved, and that I wasn't as loved for just being me. This left me with a yearning to be known apart from what I did. Despite this, I buried myself in dance where I felt safe as it was something that came naturally to me. This gifting eventually led me to become a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. It was in this organization that my teammate told me about The Porch, the young adult ministry here at Watermark. The first time I went, the teacher openly talked about his past with pornography, and it was the first time I heard someone be so open about it, and I valued the transparency of not having it all together. It was something that I was never taught. His transparency allowed me to recognize pornography was something that I needed to stop. I fell victim to it at a young age without realizing it'd be something that I'd be stuck in for 11 years. After I finished cheering, I quit dance to pursue a career in broadcasting and moved to Lake Charles, Louisiana. After being a dancer for 20 years, the transition to news left me with a shaky identity. For the first time, I was in a craft that was not a natural gifting, and it led to a lot of feelings of imposter syndrome, shame, and unworthiness. For the first time, it exposed those feelings of not being enough on my own, feelings that were normally covered by dance. Because I wasn't able to hide behind my achievements, the effects of emotional neglect that came from childhood was more exposed than ever. I got into a relationship with someone who didn't see my value and who didn't love the Lord. I was anxious, lonely, and unaware of who I was, and I would cope with alcohol and pornography to numb the pain. The Lord quickly removed me from that relationship, and it was time for me to find a new job. The way news works, you spend years striving to get into a top five market, and I was in market 172 at the time. Dallas is market 5. After several agents told me that I should aim for market 80, an opportunity came out of nowhere for a news job in Dallas, a 167 market jump. Everyone said that that was impossible. It was something only the Lord could do. On top of that, I told God that Dallas was the last place that I wanted to go. But the Lord was chasing me down. I moved to Dallas, but was still confused on if I should be here. My first story shoot was with a local ice cream shop called Howdy Homemade. I was speaking to the owner when he asked me what church I go to, and I said Watermark. It was then he exclaimed, "You need to go to Regen. It's like graduate school for life." I was like, "Great, I've never heard of it." I'd only heard of The Porch at the time. So I went and was quickly offended, wondering why someone I didn't know was telling me to go to a recovery ministry when he didn't know anything about me. I texted him and I said, "Thank you so much," but told him that he was misunderstood and that Regen wasn't for me, that my story wasn't that bad. And he texted back, "Pray about it. It may not be the right timing or season, but my prayer would be that you go through it before your story is that big or bad. Whether you like it or not, being a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader gives you an incredible platform to glorify God. My prayer, know my cheer, is that you seek God's will. Your answers won't be found in reporting. They'll be found in the Bible." This text really meant a lot to me, and his boldness really meant a lot to me. He cared for me enough to tell me the truth when I didn't want to hear it. That is the love of Christ. Even in my resistance, the Lord kept sending people telling me to come to Regen. When I first came to Dallas, my apartment number was 213, and every time I move into an apartment, I equate it to a Bible verse, and I didn't yet have the verse that went with this apartment. So I went to the porch one night, and they were in Ephesians 2, and as he was reading scripture, he got to Ephesians 2:13. It reads, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Little did I know at the time, but this was the verse that would mark the next year of my life. At the end of that porch sermon, I saw for a friend for the first time in years that I had previously met at a cheer prep class I was teaching. She told me she had just commenced from Regen and that I needed to try it. I said, "Okay, God, fine." During this time, I was seeking God with all my heart, but I was still in bondage to pornography and alcohol. I didn't understand why I couldn't quit. I read James 5 and realized that I was missing a huge step in recovery, confession. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." The idea of sharing vulnerable things with people I didn't know was vastly different from the perfect image upbringing I had that communicated to me that I was not loved in my weakness and that I shouldn't share it with others. It was in this moment that I realized the enemy was trying to hold me back in my silence, and that made me angry, because he was trying to keep me from my relationship with the Lord. So I went to Regen, praying that someone else would confess to the sin of pornography first. No one did, and I didn't want to be judged. When it got to my turn, I confessed and was immediately met with love. Several girls confessed to the same sin after me, and it allowed me to recognize the power in going first. Confession was the first time I realized that it was okay to be imperfect, the first time that I was loved in my imperfection. The next day, I fully experienced the joy of Christ, and I walked for the first time with such freedom and was convicted for the first time of things I used to be really prideful about. The Lord was breaking down my heart, and it felt really good. I was able to stay free of pornography for a few months, but fell one day after drinking. Though I drank a normal amount to culture standards, I knew in my spirit the Lord had better for me. My friend randomly gifted me with the book, Freedom Starts Today. It's a 90-day devotional that talks about surrendering your struggle to the Lord. You can get it in the lobby. Matthew 5:30 says, "If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." Through daily surrender and self-control brought by the Holy Spirit and accountability, I was freed from the desire to drink for escape and from pornography. I'm now over 2 years free. Thank you. Through the work of the Spirit, the Lord freed me from seeking my own comfort, reestablished my identity in Him and not what I did, brought me friendships that provide emotional safety, and showed me that the only thing that will fulfill me ultimately is Him. God freed me from things I never thought I could get over, so if you think you're too far gone, I hope you know that the fact that you're in this room is proof that God is working in you. Now as I walk with a step group through Regen again, He's giving me an even deeper revelation of how childhood emotional neglect has affected me, and He's constantly reminding me that I've never been neglected by Him, that I've always been seen and cared for by Him. I'm so happy that you're here tonight, and I pray that you recognize that the Lord does not need you to show up perfectly. He is so compassionate, and He meets you where you are today. If you're here for the first time, I want you to know that it's okay to not have it all figured out and that God doesn't call us to lay things down because He wants us to suffer or because He wants to keep us from fun. He wants us to lay things down so we can have a deeper relationship with Him. He just wants to be close to you and He wants you to lean on Him. I'll be honest, the process can be long and it can be hard, but I'm sure the people commencing tonight can say now that they've done the process that it's worth it. And I'm really proud of y'all. I'm excited for those who are starting their journey or are in the middle of it now, and it's going to be so worth it. Know that wherever you are loved and you are seen by God. My name is Robin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from emotional neglect, self-protection, and seeking the world for comfort, and to God be all the glory.